Previously on Left Behind.
When you are all in place, I shall tell you what you just experienced and what you will remember.
Good to see you, Razor.
Outstanding to have you still with us, sir.
General Slovak.
Excellency.
Are we ready to ride?
We are, Excellency.
Good.
I'm going to see my daddy tomorrow.
Where's your daddy?
He's on a business trip with Jesus and Mommy.
Let's go watch the sky.
Like a front row seat to eternity.
Have you seen the sky, sir?
Oh, yeah, I was just noticing that.
Based on Glorious Appearing, the 12th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 137 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Sooner or later. Thanks for the ride. I gotta go.
Hey, hold up there. You with the horse?
Me with the horse what?
You active GC?
Who's asking?
Oh, Sergeant. Oh, got it. Sorry about that, sir. Didn't see the bars at first there.
Yeah, no problem. Getting dark. What's up?
Hey, you got stuff with you?
Stuff?
C4, Blastique, that kind of stuff?
Oh, can't say I do. What's the mission?
Plain and simple. Found something we need to blow up.
That's so. Like what?
I know you outrank us and all that, but I'm figuring this'll be the most fun we've had since we was conscripted into this mess. That being the case, we ain't gonna tell you.
Oh, okay. Then I ain't gonna tell you where my platoon hid 25 kilos of C4.
No kidding.
We didn't want to be hauling it everywhere, so we stashed it in a dried-up well. You tell me what you want it for, I might be convinced to tell you where that well is.
You'll let us take care of this?
You mean blow it up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. We found a Benji chopper.
Really?
Pretty close to here, actually.
Yeah. Burned out, I suppose?
Completely in one piece.
Oh. So?
So, we've been sitting here hiding, waiting for the Benji crew to show up. At that point, we gun them down. But now, we figured a better plan is the booby trap. That way, we don't have to sit around and wait.
Just load that thing up, and when Benji fires it up, he and all his little friends get a big surprise.
sounds like a good idea to me, gentlemen.
Yeah, so you'll take us to the stuff?
Listen, got an assignment I'm on, but I can tell you where the well is.
No offense, sir, but I think you should come with us.
Okay, you forgot about the stripes already, Private.
No, I'm just saying.
And I'm just saying that despite what you may think, rank and decorum are key components to the success of the Unity Army. And if you're going to toss that out the window, then you'll need to answer to authority figures a lot higher up than me. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Good, now I'm about finished here. If you want the stuff, it's 3 clicks straight north on this road. You look to the east for a well next to 3 olive trees. The package is at the bottom of the well.
Can we use your horse?
No. Now move out.
Yes, sir. Oh, FYI, the chopper already has a few grenades wired to it, just in case you decided you wanted to poke around in it.
Yeah, I have other things to do, but thanks anyway. Is over and it is time to go.
Sebastian.
George, Mac, question for you.
Shoot.
If you were to booby trap a chopper with grenades, how would you do it?
Easy. Duct tape 3 grenades to the turbine cowling and run a shoelace from the pins to the rotor pitch arm. It's spin up the rotor, the pins get pulled, all that fuel pumping to the engine, you're good to go.
Great.
Well, what's the target?
I am.
You think someone wired your bird?
That's what they told me.
Wait, why would they tell you?
I'm dressed GC, but the bird is dressed Ben Judah. Got a couple of bottom feeders that were proud of the fact that they found it. Told me to stay away from it so they could blow it up. Mentioned that they had already tied some cans to it.
You think they really did?
I don't know. Too dark to tell for sure.
You know, I wonder...
You wonder what?
Well, we know Petra's protected, right? And we've had missiles go through aircraft over Jerusalem.
Hang on. You're suggesting I just fire it up and see what happens?
Yeah, it's an option.
No, it's not. Whoa! George, I'm taking fire.
From who?
No.
GC! In the brush! Stand up with your hands in the air or die!
Okay, I'm gonna say rebels.
Mac, you still got a weapon?
Yeah.
Now!
Cover fire over their heads and get in the Huey. The armor should handle the small arms rounds.
Then what?
Spin it up and pray.
Sure, what have I got to lose? See you in a while. Okay, boys, let's see if you were telling the truth! So good. Let's see if these bozos were as smart as Sebastian. Here goes nothing.
Tech Center.
Chang, can you track Mac's GPS?
His phone has been off.
It's on now. Can you find it?
I'll give it a shot. What's up?
He's in the middle of something, and this is the best way I can think of to keep an eye on him.
You can't just call him back?
I'm guessing he's kind of busy at the moment.
Okay, Lord. So far, so good. Let's get out of here. I don't like the sound. I got vertical. I got climb. Oh, God, you never cease to amaze me. Oh, man. Talk to me.
Hey, Mac. Congratulations.
On what?
Computer boy says your GPS blip is moving south. I figure that's nothing but good news.
And the can's tied to the belly, George.
Yeah, they go off?
Oh, yeah. That flames up to my eyeballs.
But you're in one piece.
I think so. You called that one, my friend. Divine protection. I don't think I'm ever going to get tired of that.
How about the timing? I know we know what comes next, but do we know when?
We never have. We know that following the phenomena in the sky comes the sign of his coming, but nothing tells us whether that will be immediate. God has his own timetable.
A thousand years is as a day.
And vice versa. How are you feeling, Rayford?
Oh, the anesthetic Leah gave me wore off a while ago. Just about every inch of me hurts.
Shall I fetch Leah or Hannah?
No. They might make me take something that would dull my senses.
I don't know how you're staying awake after your body took such a shock.
I do. I've waited a long time for this. I don't want to miss it.
Steel.
Yeah, listen, I'm trying to reach the mighty missile catcher. Is he in?
Oh, it really hurts to laugh, you old goat, so knock that off.
Sorry. Well, really good to hear you beat this one, Ray.
What can I say? It's a God thing, Mac. Where are you right now?
I just got airborne. We're southbound out of Jerusalem.
Any trouble?
Got a few stories for later. First, Ray, listen, I just wanted to confirm. You got the word on Buck?
Yeah, I did, Mac.
Ray, I'm not going to lie to you. Looks like Buck got roughed up a little bit at the end there.
Guess I'm not surprised. You're heading back, I assume?
No, not quite. Want to see what happens on the Petra perimeter from the air. Then I may just head back up to Basra and see how that plays out.
You know, I'd give anything to be up there with you. That full moon, it's got to be ideal.
Whoa. Hang on. Did you just see that, Ray?
Yeah. Like somebody just hit the kill switch on the moon.
Yeah.
I'd better let you go. I think it's showtime.
Okay.
Chaim, douse the lights, would you?
We'll see nothing, Captain. The sky is pitch black.
Mm-hmm. The better to see what comes next.
Agreed.
Oh! That was something. I feel like a kid watching the 4th of July fireworks starting up.
Behold, I make all things new.
I think I just saw a shooting star. I love those.
That is only the beginning. Soon stars and meteors will fall. God is saying, I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will shake the heavens and the earth will move out of her place.
Check this one out.
Wow, that's amazing. Where is that?
Somewhere in Malaysia, I think.
So this is definitely worldwide.
Appears to be.
I wonder if believers are safe.
Look at that. There's no way to avoid that. You either get divinely protected or you get squished.
Like a bug.
In the last 8 minutes, the frequency of meteor hits has climbed off the charts.
Wow.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's go out and look at the sky.
Chang.
Come on. You said earlier that I spent too much time at my precious computer.
Yes, well, given that the weather has turned somewhat inclement, I think it might be best if we just stay here in front of your precious computer.
My plan worked. We'll stay here.
Oh, Chang.
Ow!
McCollum.
Mac, you got that Huey up in this right now.
Oh, yeah.
Anything getting close?
Oh, yeah.
You think you might want to land?
It's weird. It's really disorienting. You see this flash of fire, then an explosion below you. Those rocks are moving.
But you haven't been hit?
Not yet.
Seriously, you thinking about landing?
Yeah, I'm landing. Given our adverse weather conditions, I think I'll pass on the Basra run and get back to Petra.
That sounds like a good idea.
Forward Command, this is Regiment Tango Lead, over.
Tango Lead, Forward Command.
Sir, the atmospherics, are they localized?
Negative, Tango. They are theater-wide.
We're getting accelerated activity here. Can you advise on a defensive strategy?
Negative, Tango Lead. I have reports of casualties already coming in from all three active...
Forward Command, say again. Forward Command, transmission was cut off. Forward Command, please advise. We have increasing meteoric and atmospheric...
Interesting.
What's that, sir?
I'm guessing it's the heat off the meteors.
The fire, sir?
Yeah. Fresh from falling through the atmosphere, those rocks are toasty enough to light anything on fire.
And large enough to crush armor-plated troop carriers.
Tell you the truth, fires are kind of handy.
Visuals, sir?
Yeah, right again. Trouble is, we can't really get a clear picture if the front line has moved back or not.
This has to change their plan, sir.
Well, you might think so. But I'm not gonna bet on it just yet. Call Otto for me, will you?
Yes, sir.
Where are you, Mac?
Not a clue.
Really?
Kidding. Somewhat.
You needed to light something up here?
Nah, I'm okay. Tell you what you can do, though.
Name it.
Want to make sure the perimeter guard know I'm coming?
Good idea.
It's one thing to have a staring contest with troops in your front yard, but when someone wants to land on your head, I know I'd be pulling out the hardware.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's up with the spotlights?
George just called for those. He wants to know how much damage the meteorites are doing to the Unity Army.
How come he's not pointing them at the Unity Army?
I'm guessing he's more interested in what's happening in the sky.
I'd go along with him on that. Those clouds are something.
Massive attacking armies? Everyday stuff. But the show that's coming in the sky.
I hear you there, Chang. Hey, the good news is I know where Petra is now.
And were you headed the right way?
I don't think I'm going to answer that.
I think you just did.
Uh-huh.
You hear that? Can you be more specific, sir? Otto, Command 1, cut the lights, please.
Okay, Command.
Okay. Now what do you hear? I hear a million or so armed men looking back down. I guess the troops are looking up at the sky as well, sir.
Yeah. Sorry, boys. Get your own flashlights.
Sir, I hear a chopper a lot closer than I'm comfortable with.
Huh. Yeah, I guess we better check on that. Otto, Command 1, come in.
Otto here.
I think you can find that chopper in the dark.
Put the lights on it, you mean?
That's a roger.
Yeah, let's give it a go. Go, team.
Well, it's not GC.
Command 1, you're currently blinding Mr. McCollum. He's asking if you can light up the pad instead of, and I quote, the backs of his retinas.
You copy that, Otto?
Whoops! Roger!
He thanks you.
Well, sorry, all. I guess I should have figured that one out.
Actually, he asked me to make sure you guys didn't shoot him down. He never said anything about blinding him.
Oh, well, it's all settled then. It's Mac's fault.
I'll let you tell him. Check out.
Okay. And now that he's down, listen. There, you hear that?
Distant thunder, sir?
Exactly. Look at the lightning up above the clouds and moving this way.
Could be quite the storm, eh, sir?
I guess that might be one way to put it.
Anybody in here?
Mac!
Oh,
Mr. McCollum.
Doctor, I'd shake your hand if I could see you.
I'm right here.
Oh, there you are.
And no handshaking. Oh. It's good to have you back. There's a chair by Rayford's bed, right over here, right here.
Got it. Thanks. Hey, old goat, I'd like you too, but from what I hear, your limbs would fall off.
I'm all right. There's another chair in the back.
Yes. I'll find it. It's okay, yes.
Mac, you gotta tell me. What are you seeing up there?
So I guess we'll talk about Jerusalem later?
Mac, yeah. Listen, I mean, look, take my word for it that I'm not being callous. But in no time at all, I can get Buck's story from Buck. You know what I mean?
Good enough.
You going back out?
I'm thinking about it. Seems kind of risky at the moment, though.
I think you'd be throwing caution to the wind at this point.
I just want to be alive when it happens, that's all.
Whoa, that had to be less than half a mile away.
Here we go. Keep your eyes on the heavens.
You don't need to tell me that.
I can't believe GCCNN's ignoring the lightning show. It's all over the world. Look at this live shot from Sri Lanka.
That's incredible.
We've got people trampling each other, riding, screaming for mercy.
Where did you get these feet?
Oh, GCCNN people send stuff via satellite all the time. I just pirate the video.
But none of this is getting on the network.
I wouldn't bet on it.
How the news media can expect to retain a shred of credibility? I mean, look out any window and you have a major event. Look at the TV and you hear nothing about it.
Potentate, what can you tell us about how preparations for battle are going?
I am pleased with the reports from all three of our areas of engagement. And now we are about to embark on one of our most strategic initiatives. A third of our entire fighting force will advance upon the rebel stronghold, cowering here in Petra.
Now, wasn't this city attacked twice before, Excellency?
Attacked would not be the proper term. In fact, we made peaceful overtures to the leadership, offering amnesty for any who would voluntarily leave the stronghold and take the mark of loyalty. Our understanding is that many wish to make this move only to be slaughtered by the leadership.
A real tragedy.
This time around, there will be no negotiation. Our plan is complete destruction. Like the razor edge of my sword, I shall personally lead this effort. We shall rally the troops and will bring closure to the siege in only a matter of minutes.
And as you can see, the lightning has finally ceased. Are you responsible for that, Potentate?
Of course. Our ultimate goal is peace and tranquility. My peace I bring to you. My peace I give to you.
All the best to you, Holy One, and may you bless yourself and bring honor to your name with this effort.
It's-
That's all gone now. You don't have to be scared.
I wasn't scared.
I wasn't either.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't, because I know what lightning is.
What?
Well, my dad was working on our car one time, and it wouldn't start. So then he did something under the hood, and it made a big spark.
And that's what lightning is?
Yep. Jesus is trying to get his car started.
Oh. Is he gonna be late?
No, he has another car.
Oh.
How long since the darkness began?
I'm thinking it's coming up on 2 hours.
I'd better get to the elders. This cannot go on much longer. And once the sign of the Son of Man appears, who knows how long it will be before the event itself.
Who knows is right.
I am going. This has been a wonderful memory.
Suit yourself, Doc. Remember, I could take you for the ride of your life, you know.
I know. I'm grateful, but until Messiah appears, I have responsibilities. Rayford. Mr. McCollum, join us, won't you? Revelation 1 and 3 says this: Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Amen.
Amen.
Whoa! What's that?
There's a light in the sky.
God. Oh, God.
So many have said that during the months leading up to this point, one of the most mysterious aspects of the teaching on prophecy was the sign.
There it is.
Describe it.
Well, typically lightning is so random, but now we're looking at lightning that is perfectly ordered.
How close?
Yeah, well, the only way to really tell how far away lightning occurs is by listening to the sound, right?
Sure.
Well, this is completely different. The lightning is continuous, so the sound's continuous, so there's really no way to know how far away it is. Nevertheless, I'm estimating it to be starting maybe 100 feet above ground, reaching easily 10 miles into the sky. One straight vertical column of electrical energy.
A line.
As straight as can be, but two-thirds of the way up that line, but cutting directly across it, is another line, about half as long. There we are, looking at the sign of the Son of Man. A cross.
No mistaking that, is there?
Lightning happens in nature, but yeah, this is completely supernatural.
How did you react?
Well, it's one of a number of times during that period where time kind of stands still. I'm mesmerized. It's bright enough that it's hurting my eyes, but I can't look away. I'm barely aware that Dr. Rosenzweig is slowly walking out of the room, and I'm also noticing a sensation of great warmth washing down my legs towards my toes. Finally, my vision is turning blue from staring at this bright light. I turn around and...
Whoa! Something, isn't it?
Mac?
Oh, sorry, yeah. This is Zeke's handiwork.
Oh, yeah, good. For a second there, I thought my eyes were still...
Ray, what's wrong? You okay?
Mac, I...
You want me to go get Leah?
No.
What's going on?
Something's happening.
Yeah, it's plain as day, right up in the sky.
No, something different.
What are you going on about?
Mac, I don't believe this!
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Glorious Appearing by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.